Vibrant viewers, on this week's Healthy Living, in part one of a two-part series, we'll learn some of the key principles of diet and nutrition from Dr. Jay Sutliff of Chadron State College, Nebraska, USA. Dr. Sutliff is a registered dietitian with a background in health education and public health. He is a popular speaker at health expos and conferences and is an advocate of the vegan lifestyle. Given the seemingly endless array of food choices, some feel it is a challenge to know which are truly the foods that can keep our bodies strong and full of energy. Dr. Sutliff first discusses the C-reactive protein level as an indicator of health status and why this measure shows that always selecting natural, plant-based foods is vital to keeping healthy and active.
The C-reactive protein is a protein made in the liver in response to inflammatory conditions in the body. It's a better indicator than even cholesterol to see the likelihood or the possibility of us having a cardiovascular event. And so the C-reactive protein is measuring how much inflammation we have actually within the arteries. And so when we have this checked, what we see is if there's an elevated condition, what we can do is we can change lifestyle factors to actually bring the C-reactive protein level down and bring our inflammation down. Now, inflammation is also synonymous with cancer, diabetes, any of the arthritic conditions, because when we become inflamed internally, it starts narrowing off the blood flow in the body. And some of the clinical studies that we're currently doing with some colleagues of mine, we're actually looking at using a plant-based lifestyle to lower the C-reactive protein. In our preliminary findings right now, we're finding that the plant-based lifestyle is a major benefit in bringing the C-reactive protein down in the short term, even as little as 2 and 3 weeks. When we take in an animal-based protein diet, we're finding that a lot of the sulfur-containing amino acids are causing an inflammatory response in the body. When you eat foods of plant origin that have plant proteins, they're typically very low in sulfur-containing amino acids, and so automatically that's starting to help reduce the amount of inflammation within the arteries.
Dr. Sutliff now describes the importance of keeping steady blood glucose or sugar levels, our body's primary source of energy. An improper diet often pushes the amount of blood sugar out of normal range, possibly leading to serious chronic conditions like diabetes, a disease that can cause kidney failure, blindness, and necessitate limb amputations.
Now, the key is how can we get it to stabilize and so it's not bouncing up and down. The best way to do it is to eat unrefined plant-based products called carbohydrates. And so what we find is that when we eat plenty of fiber and we eat the food in its natural state, that we'll have smooth blood sugar levels and not spiking and bottoming out. The other thing we want to do is we want to make sure that every day that we're stimulating the muscles. We're stimulating the muscles because the muscles will then be able to absorb or regulate our blood sugar levels at a more even pace. And so we find that diabetics a lot of times too are inactive and they tend to gain weight, and we all tend to seem to be less active as we age. So the diabetics especially need to make sure that they're including not only aerobic exercise, but they're also doing resistance training where they're actually stimulating the muscles to actually take up more of the glucose, so the muscles become like sponges after they've been exercised, so that they actually take up the glucose more readily and metabolize the glucose in the cell.
Many who suffer from mood swings seldom think of their possible link to dietary intake and blood glucose levels.
A lot of times when people are eating a lot of refined foods, especially processed carbohydrates, a lot of packaged foods, we're finding that really raises havoc with the blood sugar levels. And a lot of times it starts out right away in the morning. If we eat a rushed breakfast that's very low in fiber, then the blood sugar may rise up dramatically with a corresponding response where it starts coming down dramatically when insulin is released and the glucose levels start to drop in the blood. And then the body says, eat something, so that we go and we eat. If we eat some more processed foods, low in fiber, and we start this process all day long, and that directly affects our moods And a lot of times we have mood swings depending upon where our blood sugars are at. And it's really taking us more on a roller coaster ride throughout the day. And it's based upon that we're eating too many processed foods, especially when we start out that way in the morning. So what I recommend that people do is they start out the day eating some good fruit and just eating fresh fruit. And if they can't have that, then maybe some frozen fruit, maybe putting it in the blender and using some bananas and different things, maybe making a smoothie of that nature, eating some whole grain cereals. Or I've even seen in some situations where we've been working with patients that are diabetics, we'll actually put them on a diet where we include legumes, like some beans, right away in the morning.
We'll soon be back to learn about how our arteries deteriorate over time when we consume animal products. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television, featuring our talk about important principles of diet and nutrition with Dr. Jay Sutliff, who is a vegan public health and nutrition expert. Arteriosclerosis, or the hardening of the arteries, is a global public health crisis with many people suffering from this condition. As we'll hear in a moment, arteriosclerosis develops as we consume animal products over time and thus is a preventable disease.
As we look at the leading causes of death in the United States, we see not only in the United States but worldwide, heart disease is the number one cause of death. And when we look at heart disease, it's very low in the countries that are relying more upon plant-based diets that are unrefined. When we start adding in more and more animal protein, what we're finding is that we're taking in more saturated fat and more cholesterol. And when we take in excess amounts, it seems to spill over into the blood and start clogging up the arteries and developing a condition which we call atherosclerosis. As time goes along and as we age, we start depositing more and more fat, more and more triglycerides, more cholesterol along the arteries, and it makes the vascular system, in a sense, coated with atherosclerosis, making the arteries stiffer and less pliable. And so the first sign of that we typically see is that a person's heart rate may start to go up a little bit, and also we see that the blood pressure rate starts to go up because it's forcing the blood through stiffer arteries. We start seeing elevated triglyceride levels, elevated cholesterol levels, elevated LDL or low-density lipoproteins are elevated in the bloodstream. And so these are signs that atherosclerosis is developing. This is something that starts out very young but may not really show up in a person, and they may not be aware of it till late in life, and the first warning may be that they may have a heart attack or a stroke. So the first thing we want to look at, again, is how much saturated fat, how much cholesterol we're taking in, and how much trans fats. Saturated fat is typically any fat that is solid at room temperature. And when we look at trans fats, we look at fats that have what we call hydrogen added to them. And then we have to look at what cholesterol is. Cholesterol is a waxy substance that's basically found in all animals because it's made by the liver. So when we have the combination of trans fats, saturated fats, and cholesterol, and we're taking those in large amounts, we have a higher risk of atherosclerosis developing. Even if we exercise, we're still having extra fat in the blood depositing in the arteries and causing this condition we call atherosclerosis. So the best way to deal with this is really when we start looking at basically plant-based diets, we start seeing that immediately most of the saturated fat is minimized. And then we also see that cholesterol is only found in animal products. So if you cut the animal products out of your diet, you automatically will be reducing all your cholesterol that you're taking in. And then thirdly, the trans fats, basically they are processed foods with hydrogenated oils. And so when we minimize those together, when we eat an unrefined plant-based diet, we see that the risk of cardiovascular disease dramatically drops in all human beings.
What happens to the food we eat when it undergoes digestion and absorption in our gastrointestinal tracts? Dr. Sutliff explains how fiber is our friend in making sure our cholesterol levels are minimized.
When we start eating fiber, especially soluble fiber, the fiber that we find in legumes, the fiber that we find in some of the grains, when it's eaten in our diet, it goes through and it actually starts absorbing in the intestinal tract any cholesterol and bile acids that we have in there during the digestive process, preventing the cholesterol from going from our digestive tract into our bloodstream. And so the fiber will take it and bind it and actually take it out and dump it into our stool. So we actually take the cholesterol out of the body with the use of fiber-containing foods, especially the soluble fibers that act like sponges in the digestive tract.
Our sincere thanks, Dr. Sutliff, for your wonderful health advice, such as explaining the advantages of the vegan diet and why avoiding animal products and processed foods maximizes our well-being. Next Monday on Healthy Living, we'll hear more of Dr. Sutliff's nutritional recommendations and learn how he advocates healthy lifestyle changes in a community outreach program.
My name is Jay Sutliff, and I'm assistant professor at Chadron State College. Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
For more details on Dr. Sutliff, please visit www.csc.edu or www.fullcircleofwellness.com. Joyful viewers, thank you for being with us on today's Healthy Living. Next is Science and Spirituality, following noteworthy news. May we all forever enjoy lives filled with vitality and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.